I can't believe it's news.
You are fake news.
With Brad and John.
At Brad and John at KISM.com on the Brad and John page, there's a tab there for doctor stories, bizarre stories from the medical world. Yesterday, it was a woman that had 500 holes burned in her eyeball because she had her phone on too bright. And she was staring at that for a couple years. Well, here's one that probably could have gone under that category. We've done this type of thing before, but a 54-year-old man turned up to a hospital in South Korea complaining of a bellyache. And they said, well, sometimes when I get stressed to combat anxiety, despite taking the anxiety drugs, he also likes to eat other objects. And so he said, yeah, I got a stomach ache. And they get in there and they x-ray him. And they said, well, that's because your stomach is completely full of rocks and bottle caps and coins. He had 4 pounds of pebbles in his stomach, untold bottle caps and coins.
Your dog may have more.
I know, but 4 pounds of rocks in his stomach.
That's the pica, right? Isn't that what that
yeah,
is?
Yeah, that pica deal. But that's what he would do when he would get anxious, is eat rocks. It's bizarre.
That is bizarre. And so is a hair weave coming between two sisters. Grown women here brawled over a hair weave in Port St. Lucie, Florida, not too long ago. And they got down in a front yard, these two did, for all to see, the two sisters. One sister beat up the other sister because she put a weave in her daughter's hair without permission.
Uh-oh.
Did you put a weave in my daughter's hair? I don't care if we are sisters. You get my permission before you weave my daughter's hair. And the other sister said, well, she wanted the weave and you wouldn't give her the weave, and so I give her the weave. And then they started beating each other up in front of the right on the front lawn there, and everybody came out and saw it, and that's it. So the two girls, Samperia Mack and her sister, I don't know what Samperia's sister's name is, but Samperia, she's the one who got arrested. I guess the older sister delivered the more severe beatdown to the younger sister.
And we'll finish at the University of Santa Cruz, UC Santa Cruz, and a college student, 18 years old, named Colin Howard. He was arrested. He was indicted Thursday on charges, and he'll be processed and expected to have another court date as early as tomorrow regarding an app that he created and was for sale on the Apple App Store. The University of California, Santa Cruz says he developed an app called the Banana Plug. And the school's mascot at UC Santa Cruz is Sammy the Banana Slug. Sammy the Banana Slug. And so Banana Plug was kind of a play on the Banana Slug. What did the app do for people? Well, that's where students could go to request drugs like cocaine and molly and mushrooms and stuff like that. There were posters advertising the app available on the Apple App Store, and they hung in the campus, hung around the campus. So one police officer there spotted the poster and then said, hey, I'm going to talk to this Homeland Security investigation guy. We're going to set up a sting. They bought marijuana and cocaine. They used Snapchat to set up the deal. And then over the course of a couple weeks, they made several more purchases. 5 grams of methamphetamine were in there. All kinds of pot purchases and stuff. And so he was initially released on, and he appeared in court on Tuesday. He faces 5 years in prison and a maximum sentence of up to 40 years and $10 million for creating an app where you could buy illicit drugs. Sammy the Slug is the mascot, and I'm sure his time
I can't believe
is going to go by super slow.
I remember the banana slugs. I think we learned about that not too long, a few years ago, when they made the tournament.
An app that sells methamphetamines at college and post it around, like put up little pinup boards. Hey, check out my app, Banana Slug or whatever it is.
Yeah, somebody's going to get wise to that eventually.